everybody, and welcome back to the Warp Lords podcast. My name is Mike Danger Votor. I'm going to be your host and dungeon master this evening. Tonight, we're picking up on our series Warp Lords Tries, where we try other tabletop games that aren't Warp Lords. This season that I'm running, we are trying the black metal RPG Morkborg. For Morkentine tonight, I am joined by the boys. I've got Devin, Jared, and our patron who's joining us for this game, PJ.
Why don't you guys?
My sweet boy. Why don't you guys remind us who you're playing? And what is your favorite horror game? If you don't like horror games, I will also accept either horror movie or, you know, something that fits the bill. For me, my favorite horror game is Layers of Fear. It's a perfect game, super creepy. It's just, you know, horror and paintings. It's kind of me to a T.
What's up, everyone? It's your brutal and grim boy, Devin. And I'm playing Moss Man, the man of Moss, who has an elixir dependency and used to be a professional Moss ball player until he got injured. And my favorite horror game is just Fear. Not Layers of Fear, just Fear. Just Fear.
Hey, yeah, it's a good game. Fear's great.
It's awesome because you can get the freaking, like, a nail gun. And the physics in that game are crazy. You could just, like... I remember I would do like a slide and shoot people upwards and they'd stick to the ceiling. And yeah, Fear, Fear 2, Fear 3, all of them. Played all of them.
Hey everybody, I'm Jared, and in this game I am playing as Friar Puck. Friar Puck. Old man, old priest, lots of fun guy.
Snakes, five monkeys, you know him.
You know, he's four got monkeys. Some monkeys. Not my zoo. These are my monkeys and my zoo. Circus? I don't remember. I'll put an answer out for both because these are two questions. So for movies, I probably would say Cabin in the Woods, kind of a horror movie.
It is a horror movie. It is,
for me, it's a comedy satirical. Movie.
It is a comedy movie, but it does still lean towards horror, and it is very well done.
The most meta since Scream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
It's my choice. And then probably for a game, I didn't play too many horror games, but I did like Bioshock.
Yo, Bioshock's great.
That was cool. Yeah, those are my answers. I was like tempted to come in with a pig squeal noise, but I was like, nah. Job for a Cowboy fans out there?
Yeah, it's me. I'm the Job for a Cowboy fan. The guy who's in a Job for a Cowboy music video.
And I'm PJ, the Patreon player. I'm stealing everybody's thing. That's what I'm going to do.
Dude, please do.
And I'm playing Lars Johansson, the foil to Friar Puck. I am a small...
Lars so handsome, more little, like.
Little grimy boy with long blonde hair and a beautiful voice that everybody loves. And I have so many thoughts on horror-related things. I guess the game I've been playing a lot recently is Lethal Company. It's super fun, and I'm going to go play it after this, probably. And it's horror-adjacent, and it scares me, and I scream like little girl every time. I guess my newest horror movie... I don't like horror as much as I like the monster flicks. So, Prey. Prey was pretty solid.
Prey was tight.
That for right now.
Prefer Eat, Pray, Love myself. But
that or
to each
Killer
their own.
Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, God.
Ooh, that's a fun one.
I really want to just Photoshop the Eat, Pray, Love cover with a fucking Predator on it now. Oh, God damn it, Jared.
You're welcome.
I put Predator on by accident at work, and then I started watching it and realized very quickly that I was... At a lodge with small children, and I was like, I should probably change it.
Probably shouldn't put this on.
It's okay.
And then I continued to watch it the whole time.
And I turned out just fine.
I turned out totally fine.
Dude, straight up, I watched that movie once, like within the past year, and really all I remember from it is the handshake scene. I think I get it.
If you're going to resonate with one scene, it's going to be that
scene. It wasn't Predator. Yeah. It was like the Predators, the like 2017 the one with Adrian Brody and Topher Grace? No.
The one where they weaponize autism.
The new ones.
The newest one, where the guys got chopped in half
from the ship's like shield, and I was like, hmm. Chef's kisses. So bad. So good.
So, last week, on the podcast, we were doing a little bit more eat, pray, love than pray, and the party, got themselves some new digs, some sweaters, some armor, you know, started preparing themselves for the journey ahead, and, saw some maybe weird things on the road. We pick back up. Friar Puck has just foreseen the first misery of the game, waking everybody up, and no one sees any of what he is talking about.
Yeah, so Mouseman, during his watch, was making his potables.
Yeah, his potent potables.
He's trying to make Elixir Vitalis, but he ended up making Azumiel's Vapor and Hypho's Enervating Snuff.
Oh, dude, it's so enervating.
And the effect of the vapor is hallucinations. So he is awoken from his sleep by a man who is hallucinating, and he hasn't had his elixir. So he's very angry, and he would probably grab Puck by, like, the collar of his robe and be like, "Hey, you bogarting my vapors, old man."
Song 4, Book 3, look west, forth comes fire and a horn, and the kingdoms burn, and the kingdoms burn.
Don't give me this holy bullshit.
Song 4, Book 3, look west, forth comes fire and a horn, the kingdoms will burn.
Danger.
Hold on, one second, before you do this.
My vapors.
Since you push Puck up to his cart, the monkeys come out and run and start biting you. Can you roll me a
fucking monkeys?
Wait, actually, do my monkeys also see it?
No.
Oh, damn it, that would be funny.
Devin, you take 4 damage as the monkeys all bite you while you're attacking their beloved Friar Puck.
I reduce 2 of it.
Tight.
With my armor.
Yeah. Friar Puck has not, like, looked. I'm still seeing it, right?
When you turn back, you no longer see it. After you are, like, shaken out.
I would
out
like
of
to
it.
Vape onto the monkeys.
The monkeys start hallucinating and freaking out, and they're now running on the top of the cart.
Okay. That's the most morning elixir.
Yes, please. I must talk about what I've just seen.
And I heal 5. So
what?
I think I'm
you
totally
talk
fine.
About something? No way.
Oh, I see you're up, young man. Did you get all of your rest in? Rest
sorry
is important
that.
For a young growing boy.
I hadn't had my morning Vitalis elixir yet.
I did not mean to wake you. I was a little bit sworn cranky. I'd seen. Please, I won't talk until you've had your morning elixirs.
Don't even ask me to heal so I got my
health.
Morning coffee.
Yeah, I get him his elixir mug. I get him his favorite elixir mug that he always partakes from in the morning. His morning mug, if you will.
It's like a moss-covered coconut. Half of a coconut.
Just like, I hand it over to you.
What have you done to my monkeys? They seem to be a bit agitated. Perhaps they saw it as well.
They had some Azumiel's vapor. To be fair, it does say that the hallucinations are severe, but arguably fun.
Well,
so they're probably envisioning like a big tree with lots of bananas on it or something.
Yeah, they're having a great time. They're on top of the cart running around
like
in the circles.
Jumping around, like, screeching with happiness.
Oh, yeah, they're psyched. So, let me reframe that.
Oh, what have you done to my monkeys? They seem quite pleased.
They had some vapor.
They had some vapors.
Well, it's good that you have a bit of joy in your day.
Yeah, hey, let guys, also I have a couple bumps of snuff if anyone wants some. It'll make you go.
It's been years berserk. Since I've had a bump of snuff. What does this do?
It makes you go berserk and
you get two attacks per round, but your defense gets lower.
Oh, well, I haven't any of that anyway. Perhaps I could have some for later.
Sure, I give him a bump of the snuff.
Nice.
I had made two of it.
Hopefully we don't need it, but I'll keep it.
It's a little vile.
Are you feeling... A little dabble, do ya?
Yeah.
Moss Man, are you feeling more like yourself now?
Yeah. I'm good now.
I don't know how to explain what my eyes have seen. I heard the voice of God inside of my mind in a different way than I normally do. I heard the words, Song 4, Book 3, Look West, Forth. Comes fire and a horde and the kingdoms burn. And out that way I saw a village aflame.
Is there a village there?
There is not. The way that Friar Puck is pointing is to like a small like grove inside of the trees that's kind of like hollowed out. And it does look like it was burned here. It does look like there's a small separation in the forest. But it's not huge or anything like that.
It's okay, man. You can have a little Menti Bee as a treat.
Oh, well, mental health is quite important.
A little Delulu moment.
Well, I don't think it was nothing. I don't think it's something to be ignored. I think it may be a vision
I'm going to ignore it.
Only one of us needs to see.
Okay, that'll be you. You're
Danger,
the God guy.
Yeah. Can I roll like some kind of history or maybe a presence? I don't know what history would be. Was there a town there? Like, did I have a vision of the past or something like that?
No, it definitely doesn't look like there was a town here. At most, okay. There may have been a couple of shacks. You do see small ruins that maybe there was a castle in this forest at one time that has now gone to ruin. You can go ahead and make me a presence roll still to try and decipher.
19 on the die.
19 on the die. Okay. Cool. Yeah, so with a 19 on the die, it definitely looks like some of the farmland that is between, it does look like farmland that is under control of the Shadow King. It does look like some of the, lands, that he owns that is farming land that provides food for the kingdom.
And the Shadow King, that's the guy we're supposed to kill, right?
No, the Shadow King is who you're working for.
King Atlas Altis the Third.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm on a first name basis with the king. I'm kind of a big deal.
You saved his son after all.
Yes, we did. Honestly, worst mistake that we'd ever made. Okay, so this is farmland owned by King Altis, the Shadow King.
It is farther west than you are at the moment, but you would, with a 19 on the die, you would assume that it is something that you'll be passing on your journey to the west.
Good. I was going to say we should go by that place. I'd like to investigate further, but it seems it's on the way. Child, wake up. We have work to do.
I've been awake. What are you talking about? We already had a conversation today.
The next 2 days of travel pass very, very quick. You guys continue your watches. You continue to, you know, harvest your elixirs and make them on the way. So on and so forth. But the road remains boring. Can you, the three of you all make me... Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna remove 3 days worth of rations.
Cool. So this is the fourth day on the road. Can you guys actually roll me agility tests, please?
I'm not good at that. Fortunately, this is a good roll.
Oh my god.
14 for me.
Nice.
4.
For me, agility, 11.
When you awake on the fourth day, you are now out of the large section of woods. You are in the flatland area, and you can see for miles. It looks like you guys have made astoundingly good time, as you haven't seen many people on the road at all. You have run into no bandits, and it has just been overwhelmingly cold, quiet, and gray, and pretty lifeless so far. You see the large keep off in the distance, the Crossroads Keep, which is a large town made out of castle ruins, which is the connecting point of all of the service roads, the trade routes that lead to the different towns and kingdoms. To the east of the road, you see a like long crop field of like wheat and corn that leads off for miles, and you would assume that the village is that way, at least the one that you saw in your vision, Puck.
Yes. Is that also, that's not the way I'm not supposed to go per my banishment.
No. Okay. That is correct.
Oh, well, as the driver, I suppose I can make the decision we should move towards this corn path. A bit of corn may do you good, young boy. Corn fed, corn bred.
It may be easier for you to continue going north to the keep and then going east again, because then you'll stay on the main road.
If by what I said earlier, I actually meant we go north first.
Crossroads Keep is where the Grey Gulf Inn is located.
Oh yes, of course, the Grey Gulf Inn. Yes.
So
we
you guys
check in.
Ho ho. So you see that you guys continue your expedient journey heading towards the keep. You get there a little bit. You get outside of it a little bit before sundown.
Oh, lovely. I take a look at this Grey Gulf Inn that I've heard spoken so highly of by the this guard guy.
Give me one moment. You guys getting ready to enter into town. However,
the monkeys are coming down from their trip, so they're probably just not feeling great. It's been several days of fun, and they're just really angry, throwing poop, presumably at the young boy.
No, I'm actually leading the charge and throwing poop.
Shit has been flying the last few miles. Things are quite intense.
You're coming up on the exterior of town. You all see what looks like a merchant. He has a cart very similar to Puck's that is being pulled by a mule. This man looks a little bit ghastly and worse for wear. He has these large circular white eyes. He has really thin lips that don't completely cover his teeth. And his teeth are, you know, very, very, like, sharp and pointed together. He's wearing, like, a head scarf and wrap. And then he's covered in, like, very thick, bulky robes and holds a lantern. And he stands outside of town, and he gives a cold gaze to all of you as you enter towards the gates of the crossroads.
Hello, old chap. We're here to visit the Grey Gulf Inn.
It's inside of the town.
That
the
was
town
my expectation.
Folk won't let me through. They think of me as some undead, some monster.
That is a shitty problem to have, my friend.
It is.
We'll be on our way. I'm just kidding. So, what's your deal? What is going on? Is it because of your physical appearance?
Of course.
How do you feel about the twin-headed basilisk Varu?
Ah, a heretic in these lands. Someone I would like to do business with. It's good to see your kind on the road.
I'm making like a, hey, this guy's not so bad kind of face. I'm like,
business, you say? I am a bit of a businessman myself. What are your wares? What are you shucking?
Mikhail, and I trade in unusual items not found in these parts.
Yes, what unusual parts or unusual items are you selling, buying?
I have a few things.
Each of you roll me 1d6, please.
I rolled a 1.
Okay.
I also rolled a 1.
I rolled a 3.
Okay.
Danger.
Yeah, he also rolled a 1. Should he
I rolled a 1 as well. Do you want me to re-roll?
No, you can keep the 1.
Okay.
He holds out 3 items.
These items I have foreseen for you, if you so choose to take them.
For Friar Puck, you see a... So you see, like, a pouch, and he goes,
in this pouch contain vapors from the Valley of the Harsh Undead.
Vapors?
The lands that you hail from. Heretic.
Well, he owes me some vapors anyway, so...
What do these vapors do?
Actually, do I know? Because they're from where I'm... The Valley of the Harsh Undead? That sounds horrible.
Yes, my homeland. I remember it fondly.
So, you don't know what these do, but I'll tell you anyway, just because, you know, I wouldn't want to leave any... I'd rather tell you what they do.
Yeah.
That way you can decide if you actually want them or not. Strange-smelling ashy vapors not made for living lungs. Opening the pouch and breathing in the vapors replenishes all of your HP and cures infection, but leaves you catatonic for 1d4 hours.
That's sick. So it cures you all the way, but you're catatonic.
Yeah.
That's great in case we ever need to pretend to be dead.
Yeah.
Do we appear dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
For you, someone who was... born to be unseen, to be part of the darkness.
And you see he pulls out, pointing to you, Lars, a vibrant red ribbon. So you see a crimson silk ribbon. When worn, all color drains from your vision. The world is in black and white, but you do see living creatures pulsating heartbeats, thumping with splashes of red. It allows you to see living things in complete darkness.
Bro, it's like an album cover from like the mid-2000s. Everything's black and white, and then there's some red. It's just like a My Chemical Romance album cover.
For someone of status such as yourself.
And he points to you, Mothman. And he shows you some fine but gaudy clothing. Allows you to pass as nobility or as a moderately ranked official with a DR-10 presence test. Mercilessly mocked by common folk and outcasts, and bandits will always attack you on sight while wearing it.
Okay, I'm only going to put it on if we're going into a situation where I feel like I'm going to use it then.
If you guys would like this item, it doesn't cost silver, but it costs a portion of your soul. So I would need you to roll a d6 to determine what the cost is.
You know, I think that souls are overrated, and I don't think Friar Puck...
Isn't the only thing you're concerned about is, like, your eternal soul? That's, like, your one concern.
You know,
yeah.
The don't soul is a complicated... It's a complicated... This guy likes Veru, right?
I mean, he seems to like that you're an outcast of society. He doesn't...
Oh.
He doesn't seem to be wearing anything that shows off or worships Veru in any capacity. Let's be stupid.
Tell me, 3. Why did...
Sorry, you said a 3?
Yeah.
So, you, to get your item, it would cost 1 agility. And that is a permanent stat loss.
Wait, can we check what the cost would be before we agree
to
it?
Yeah, that's what the D6 is.
5.
You would lose 1 maximum HP.
No big deal. Yeah, sure.
And Devin?
You have a deal.
You would lose one toughness.
No, I need to be tough.
Okay.
You don't want your gaudy
You don't want clothing? Your gaudy clothing?
No. Tell you what. It makes me a target.
If you give me his gaudy clothing, I'll give you another hit point. If we're haggling, that is.
I do not haggle.
Oh, fair enough. I thought I would try. Thank you for the vapors of my homeland.
Plus, I kind of already have a look. It's moss-based, and this would kind of, you know, fuck that up.
Certainly.
The two of you who do exchange for your items give Mikhail a handshake. And you see that, like, the ring on his hand begins to glow with, like, a green energy.
It is a pleasure doing business with you. I may see you on the road again. Best of luck.
Until next time, dear friend. So long, Mikhail.
And then you enter into the city. Yeah. You enter into the front gates. You see a large town square that is full of different travelers, merchants from different areas. There's a large tavern in the center of town, which is the Grey Gulf Inn, and there are, like, a couple of shops. It's a very simple town with four gates to it that lead in the, you know, cardinal directions, north, south, east, and west. You guys come in from the south gate. Do you head straight to the inn?
Excuse me, you there. We're looking for the inn, the Grey Gulf Inn.
What, are you fucking blind?
Yes, actually, thank you.
They spit at your feet.
He's colorblind.
I'm colorblind. I'm unable to see colors.
Fucking idiot.
It's a legitimate medical condition.
No, I think you're right. He is an idiot.
Are we standing right in front of it?
You're literally standing right in front of it. There's a huge sign, if you look up, that just says the Grey Gulf Inn. Right, like, straight in front of you.
Oh, the Grey Gulf Inn. Sorry, we were looking for the Grey Moth Inn.
I was looking for the Grey Gulf Inn.
Come on, where are the big tittied women? Go.
How much is it?
Show me where the
stew in a bed.
Yes, we go in and we seek a room.
Cool. So, you head on in.
I stable Hermione in their stable that I assume that they have.
Yeah, there's one out front.
I bring Bubbles, Minty, Smiley, and Sweetie with me. They're like climbing with their cute little sweaters, snuggling on my.
So it is. It is one silver per night to stay. And then if you would like dinner with that as well, it goes up to 5 silver for
per person or per person. Okay.
I'd like to sleep out in the streets.
Okay.
But that's mostly because I'm...
He doesn't have any silver.
Child, come in. We'll get you.
I'm also used to it at this point.
We will get you rest, you street rat. Come on.
Can somebody roll me a d10, please?
I was talking to his rat, by the way. D10 roll coming up. 4.
You all die.
Interesting. So you walk up to the innkeeper.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. Good evening. Sorry, you startled me is all. It seems as though the two-headed basilisks are at large, and they're searching for heathens to join their numbers and reach the end. And you know, I was getting weary reading the reports, and you spooked me. I'm sorry.
Have there been any sightings?
It appears in the north there are rumblings that there are sightings. Rumblings.
Interesting. Well, we're here for a room, of course.
Three
that
rooms?
That is good information.
One three room? Rooms. How would 3 rooms? Of course. It'll be 1 silver, and if you all would like dinner, that would increase the rate to 5 silver. Well, tonight, of course, we have spiced rutabaga swede from the dark Sakash soil. It's quite a delicacy, after all.
Yeah, here's my 5 silver.
Absolutely.
I'm not buying you dinner, young one, but I'll get you a room.
I purchase one dinner just for me, and then okay. a room for him.
And yourself?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So yeah, you spend like, no, he's, six instead.
I'm bringing this young boy with me. It's not weird.
It's not weird. I promise you he's an adult.
I'm a man of the cloth. when has a man of the that cloth ever help. Done anything unsavory with a child?
Woof.
So, what would you guys like to do now that you have your rooms and are here?
Stop. Well, as a man of the cloth, I'm just joking. I'm not going like to continue.
To vape and eat my beets or whatever it was.
Rutabaga?
Rutabaga.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you get dinner, PJ, or do you snack on the food that you've been storing in your pockets?
Yeah, definitely pocket food.
You make me a toughness roll, PJ?
Yes. Does the iron stomach not work for this?
No.
Ah, damn.
It means you can. It, that literally lets you eat dead people. It doesn't talk about rotting food.
Oh, good.
You just have to find some dead people.
I need to use the rice dice, actually.
The rice dice?
The rice dice.
Does it three count?
No. That's... No.
It's not good.
You do not feel good eating week-old bacon that's been in your pocket.
I mean, I have other,
Sure. None of it's better.
Other rations.
Yeah, you were using the rations on the road, but, like, the food in your pockets is no longer good and makes you sick. So you go to bed early.
He's just shitting his brains out.
Yeah.
The sewer
you take
rat.
The room so you can go shit your brains out.
It's the content you're... we all needed.
Nah, dude, it's cool. You're going to find God in that bathroom.
It's like, oh, sweet Lord. I should have listened to
Friar Puck. What if it's a different God than the one you believe
in? I'm
going
to roll
for I'm releasing a double-headed bastard.
Daily potables. It's a one.
Your potent potables?
I rolled a one, and then, let's see. Where's my D8?
Can I feed
master
my-
cooking up some herbs? Oh my god! No, I didn't roll. I didn't roll the elixir. I rolled more vapes and southern frog stew.
May I?
I'm not going to take the stew.
May I feed my monkeys? Kind okay, of with just some of the things. Leftovers.
Definitely taking. I'll take one serving of the vapors.
Just vaping all right. Just in the vape morning. Juice.
The two of you that eat the rutabagas are very happy with your choice. It's delicious.
So good.
You guys get
a week of
drink
rations.
Served to you with the you get drink served to you with the meal, which is quite delightful.
Is this in a public setting or is it private?
Yeah, there's a ton of people that are staying here.
Okay,
it's Garcon. A large bar. There's there's no service at this point.
Garcon.
Okay, so instead of feeding my monkeys like a baby bird, I occasionally put food underneath the table so that they can eat it.
Okay.
I'd like to sit under his table with the monkeys.
With the monkeys?
No, you are fucking shitting your brains out.
You're just like, oh, make it stop.
I came back downstairs and then ran back upstairs to take a shit.
Why am I still eating the bacon? It's so good. It's so good.
So, what do you guys do with your evening, the two of you that aren't sick?
I try to find, it's nighttime,
hey, Pucky,
right?
You want to hit the Zumiel vapor with me?
Oh, Pucky, of course. I thought you said Bucky. Bucky. I was just talking to a gent over here with that name. What is it you're hitting now?
Some Azumiel's vapor.
What does that do?
Makes you hallucinate.
Seems like an irresponsible thing to do right now. I'm in.
Okay.
I partake of the vapors.
It's a DR14 test, or you hallucinate.
Get after it, bud.
Okay, I just roll a d20 and add my toughness?
Yeah.
I'm rolling mine. I rolled a 14. Is it meets it, beats it?
Meets it, beats it.
I rolled an 8.
You are hallucinating.
good hallucination or bad hallucination?
It's a fun hallucination. You're having a really good time.
I'm also hallucinating, but just way more mildly. You're still in control of myself.
You're just like, handle your shit. Handle your shit.
I can't.
This rutabaga's fucking delicious. I'm going to come.
Jesus Christ. You guys are feeling really, really good. And
it lasts for 2 hours, by the way.
Yeah. You notice that
I'm just relaxing, eating my rutabaga. Puck's freaking out.
You guys are relaxing, and you notice that there's a bunch of people starting a round of three dead skulls, which you know to be a classic bar gambling game around these parts, if you'd like to join in.
Hey, Pucky, is that the two-headed basilisk over there?
You're just happy to see me.
I'm trying to get him to hallucinate his god.
Do I see the two-headed basilisk over there?
How
impressionable of a hallucination
is this? You see two heads. They don't look like snakes, nor are they conjoined. However, you're just like going along with the vibe. You're just like, oh,
so the basilisk
is disguised.
Well, hello there, you two. Each one better than the last. One, two, one,
He's
two.
He's just
hello.
Like talking to a stool in the corner.
You come around to these parts often.
I'm just tripping.
Hey, my
balls.
Name's Krangle. This is Clervis. So you want to play some? You guys want to play some three dead skulls? You want to?
Yeah, sure.
Gamble?
Why not?
A couple of skulls never hurt anyone.
Couple games of skull.
What's the buy-in, my pal friend?
So,
guy,
you have to bet a minimum of a d6 times 10 silver.
Holy fuck!
A bit steep for my.
But current. You roll 3d6, and if you score a winning combination, or you lose your bet. There are a couple of winning combinations, which is 3 1s, 1 2 3. 2 2 2 3 3 3 4 4 4 5 5 5 4 5 6 6 6 6, and then other straights like 2 3 and 4.
Gotcha. So three in a row or a straight, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna roll a d6. It's a 1, so I only have to bet 10
silver.
So
10 silver is the minimum bet for this round.
Yeah. Okay, here you go. I throw in my 10 silver.
I will also play this game.
So each of them put in their bet of 10 silver as well.
No, don't mind if I do.
All right, now I'm going to roll 3.
So both of you roll 3d6.
Can do. A 1, 2.
Get the good die out.
That's a 3.
A good die.
That's a 6. I think that means I lose. And that's a 1.
I got 4, 5, 6.
4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
So you get...
Should have been
20 more. Silver, hell and yeah. They don't have enough to cover it, so they give you a hardy tamed rat to cover the other bit of it.
I'm going to call you Subscribe.
Subscribe! He's here! So, I would like to point out, so, your hardy tamed rat has 3 hit points. He has shaggy fur, so if he gets hit, he subtracts a d2. His bite is a d4 damage, and he rolls a d6. If he rolls a 6, the bite hits the carotid artery, which is instantly fatal.
I just have him kill the people, take all that silver.
Subscribe is the name you say.
Yeah. Like it, subscribe, let's go.
I can tell that this is a good rat.
We'll be back tomorrow with more money if you guys are around and want to play
sure,
again.
I'll take some more of your money tomorrow.
I'll miss you, Subscribe. You were my best friend.
Oh,
I'll
God!
See you then, or we'll see you at another location.
What's happening up here?
You guys feel compelled to, you guys feel compelled to go out for a midnight vapor walk after winning some
Look
money.
At all the pretty lights.
Friar Puck has like a strange high going on right now where he's just feeling like he feels kind of like James Bond-esque. just like very suave, but he's not at all. So he's okay. Just like, you know,
that's the vibe. Oh, for sure.
This is a quiet night amongst the town. Makes you really think, huh?
I just
big space.
What do you say?
I'm just screaming because you said it was quiet.
As you start screaming.
Just for like 2 seconds. Yeah. Not like a lot.
You scream for a moment to break the silence. You guys are hanging out outside. You look off into the distance. And as you look off to the east, you see the sky is... The darkness is corrupted by an orange light. It almost looks as if there were bright lights from a city, but you know that's not true, especially where you are. You see a bit of smoke passing over and covering the moon. People start shouting, "Fire! Fire! Look off in the east! Fire!"
I'm not falling for that one again.
You run to the gate, and you look down the road, and you see that the farmland to the east of town is completely caught ablaze with the, you know, farming village, the epicenter of the wildfire. And it is there that I'm going to leave it this evening.
Just the vapors again.
Yes, I saw this all yesterday. It's nothing. You'll be fine. Just got to ride it out.
Do they hear me screaming in the background? Just oh God, why?
Why won't it stop?
The boy really must stop eating that Wico cheese.
It's bacon.
Are you still poisoning the boy's breakfast meals? Because I have been too. Oh, God. Truly is a wonder that he's still alive.
Just needs some dead flesh.
If you like what you heard, please spread the word. Thank you all so much for listening this week as we fade out with the fire and the sound of screaming from the bathroom as a cacophony of sound fills the quiet night's air.
God, I don't want to think about that sound.
If you want to go above and beyond, you can do so by supporting us on Patreon, patreon.com/warplordspod. You could potentially be featured in a campaign, just like PJ finds himself featured here and now.
Hey, that's me.
Not to mention the fact that you get extra content, you get access to the Discord, and you could even get merch. If you don't want to spend money but you still want to support us, make sure you go give us a like or a rating on whatever service you listen to us on. Until then, stay safe out there, internet. Bye.